I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, December 21st. Quincy needs more affordable housing. That is one recommendation from people who participated in a recent webinar focusing on the creation of a five-year housing production plan for the city. The Metropolitan Area Planning Council is working with the city to develop that plan for future housing development in Quincy. Participants said they were concerned about the explosion of mixed-use housing that's driving rents higher and making Quincy unaffordable for low and moderate-income residents. A survey determined that more than half of Quincy renters are considered low-income, and more than a quarter of those are considered extremely low-income. The median annual income for a Quincy household is just over $77,000. Results of a poll indicate that people want more affordable housing types, ranging from single-family homes to multifamily homes, and homes near public transportation. The online survey will continue through January 3rd. Manic Community Health Center of Quincy holds free COVID-19 vaccination clinics on Tuesdays from 5 to 7 p.m., Thursdays from 1 to 7 p.m., Fridays from 1 to 4 p.m., and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. Walk-in testing is also held on Tuesdays from 1 to 4 p.m., all at 180 Old Colony Avenue. Appointments for vaccinations are recommended by going to manatchc.org or by calling 617-376-3000. 97% of breakthrough COVID cases in Massachusetts have not resulted in hospitalization or death, according to a new review by the State Health Department. The review also found that unvaccinated residents in the state were five times more likely to be infected than fully vaccinated residents. The state defines being vaccinated as having two shots of the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine or one dose of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. The results were even more staggering between unvaccinated residents and those who've received a booster. It said that unvaccinated people were 31 times more likely to get COVID than those who were boosted. No deaths were reported in breakthrough cases under 30 years old, and 99.9% of breakthroughs for fully vaccinated people under 60 years old did not die. The review also found 99.9% of breakthrough cases among fully vaccinated people under the age of 60 did not die. Meanwhile, no deaths were reported in breakthrough cases among residents under 30 years old. According to the DPH, 88,968 vaccinated residents have gotten COVID since December of 2020, which makes up 2% of the state's vaccinated population. Boston Mayor Michelle Wu announced a plan to implement a COVID-19 vaccine requirement for select indoor public spaces during a speech yesterday morning. Starting January 15th, patrons will be required to show that they've received at least one vaccine dose to enter indoor dining, bars, nightclubs, gyms, and entertainment. Proof of full vaccination will be required for adults by February 15th. Affected businesses will be required to place a sign at the front entrance and to check a customer's vaccination proof upon entry. Acceptable forms of proof will include a CDC vaccination card, a digital image of that card, an image of another official immunization record, or a COVID-19 vaccine verification app. Wu's administration says Boston plans to develop its own app for that purpose. 68% of Boston's population is fully vaccinated. So far, only 31% of the city's population has received a booster shot. Governor Baker has said Massachusetts was working with other states on a digital proof of vaccination tool, but he specifically opposed the idea of a mandate. As of yesterday, the Baker administration said it would share more details about the digital vaccine part program in the coming weeks. Stoughton police say they are investigating after a state representative was approached by a man who they say tried to lure her out of her car in Stoughton. Representative Allison Sullivan said she did not want to take any chances Sunday night when she was approached by a stranger in the Target parking lot. Sullivan said she had only been in the lot for a minute before the man pulled up next to her, approached her passenger side window, told her she had oil leaking underneath her car. Sullivan said she thanked the man and rolled her window back up. She said the man then got back into his car, circled the parking lot for a while. Sullivan got his license plate and called police. Lieutenant John Bonney said she did everything right. She said she's come forward to help remind others to stay vigilant. The department said it's not the first time they received a call like this. In the past 2 weeks, they have gotten two similar calls, and departments in the area have as well. Officers urge everyone to stay vigilant when walking and to be on the lookout for a white man in his 50s or 60s who's driving a white Jeep Patriot. Massachusetts Senate President Karen Spilka revealed yesterday that she experienced what she said her doctors described as a mild stroke in mid-November, but feels much better. Spilka said her symptoms included a severe headache and nausea, which she said are not typical signs of a stroke. The Democrat said she canceled a planned trip to Washington on November 15th and sought medical care the next day. She said her doctors advised her to get plenty of rest, but that she was able to maintain her responsibilities as leader of the Senate. Spilka said she hoped that by telling her story, she can help raise awareness about those who have survived and thrived after experiencing a stroke, and encourage those who are experiencing symptoms to seek immediate help. The House and Senate on Monday backed a compromise to overhaul a voter-approved animal welfare law, as the lead Senate negotiator declared the delay of pork industry regulations is a one-time deal. With the threat of egg and pork product shortages looming in the new year, House and Senate both accepted a conference committee report changing key sections of a law voters approved in 2016 before it takes effect January 1st. The measure was sent to Governor Baker. Both the House and Senate had previously agreed to change key components of the egg-laying hen section of the law to align it with changes in industry practices that have become common since 2016. But they were split over whether to postpone the start of a ban on the sale of pork products from cruelly confined pigs. Senator Jason Lewis said the trio of Senate conferees very reluctantly agreed to a 7.5-month delay, down from a full year that the House had originally proposed. Well, gas prices are down, but only slightly in Massachusetts. AAA said the average cost per gallon is down a single penny from last week to $3.39. Despite the small decrease, price of gas for Massachusetts is now 9 cents higher than the national average. AAA Northeast's Mary McGuire says a recovering economy coupled with strong employment is leading to increased demand for gasoline. She said the demand increase should drive pump prices higher, but has been blunted by the wavering price of crude oil. Price of gas in Massachusetts is 3 cents lower than a month ago, at $1.23 higher than it was at this time last year. Check of business news this morning. Stocks retreated. The Dow is down 433. The NASDAQ fell 188. And the S&P lost 52. Asian shares bounced back from a worldwide slump in financial markets, spurred by worries about how badly the Omicron variant, inflation, and other forces will hit the world economy. Dollar rose, the euro fell, oil is at $69 a barrel. Sports, Philadelphia beat the Celtics 108-103. Forecast from the National Weather Service today, mostly sunny and milder, with a high 46 degrees, cloudy tonight, low 24. Tomorrow, maybe some mixed precipitation and a high 42 degrees. Thursday, sunny, high 37, and some snow showers on Friday, a high 38. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, southwesterly winds, gusting to 25 knots, will become westerly later today, and gust 5 to 10 knots, high tide just after 12:30 this afternoon. Sunrise at 7:09, set at 4:15. Winter officially arrives at 10:59 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, December 21st.